أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد. In the beginning of this surah, Allah explained the truthfulness of the Quran and that we should respond to the call of the Quran, and we should do nothing to block the way of any dini activity. That is a very serious thing, that we block anything for any dini activity. Then the highlight of the surah, the nasaih, the advisors of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam to his son. These are great advisors for us also, and also teaching us how we should bring up our children, on what lines we should advise them and how we should bring them up. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةِ, or humne di Luqman ko aqal mandi, and we had blessed Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, we had inspired him with this words of great hikmat, of great wisdom. Ulama have explained the word hikmat, ilm is sahih, to have correct knowledge, and then fahim is sahih, to understand that knowledge correctly, and then amal is sahih, and then amal also on that. If any one of those three components are there, not there, then that will not be hikmat. That we have the proper knowledge, the proper understanding, and the proper amal on that. So Allah had inspired Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam. And what was the main thing in this? Anishkur lillah, ke hakman Allah ka. That you understand the rights of Allah and you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Shukr, to be thankful, is with the tongue also, and then with our actions also, that a person confirms to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. This is a very great ibadat, shukr. And this, our forum here at the moment, is not the forum to explain this in detail. But alhamdulillah, in Ramzan, 1-2 days we spend explaining the reality of shukr, we try and explain. Shukr is a very great ibadat, but we are very negligent of it. For example, now if we think we all had a peaceful night, comfortable night, who made shukr to Allah for this? Hey, how many ni'mats we are enjoying now, our eyes, our brains, we are comfortable, our families are comfortable, but what shukr did we make? All these are solely gifts from Allah Ta'ala. They are not our birth rights. And that person is really a human being who appreciates. A dog that gets a piece of bread from your doorstep doesn't leave that door. It is loyal there. What haven't we got from Allah Ta'ala? But how much do we make shukr? How much do we obey Allah Ta'ala? So this was one great gift that Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam was given. He was inspired to, and he had fulfilled this, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And one of the aspects of shukr, which there is a great lesson in, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِ, اور جو کوئی حق مانے اللہ کا تو مانے گا اپنے بھلے کو. Any person who will understand the rights of Allah and make shukr to Allah, it's not going to benefit Allah one bit. Allah does not need our shukr, and Allah does not benefit one bit by us making shukr. But where by us making shukr, we will benefit. So here is a lesson that we must teach our children. We first ourselves must be thankful. Teach our children to be thankful. Which child ever thanks its parents for all the things the parents do? Because we did not teach that child. This has to be taught to the child to be thankful. And first, a person must not only make shukr to Allah, but he must go above that level that he is not in need of praises. He mustn't want praises from the people. And when he's at that level, then that is a true parent. That is a true ustad and a true sheikh who has gone beyond that he doesn't need praises, and praises don't make any difference to him. But above that, he teaches the people to make shukr, so that they can benefit. If a person does not make shukr, he does not benefit. And a person must express this, and he must make it manifest and known. The more he does it, the more that person benefits. So with Allah, how much shukr we make, it does not benefit Allah. But we will benefit tremendously. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ اور جو کوئی منکر ہوگا تو اللہ بے پرواہ ہے سب تعریف والا. And a person who does not make shukr, who is na shukr, he does not harm Allah. Allah is as honorable, as independent as he is. And he is the one with all his qualities of praise. He doesn't need our praises whatsoever. If we make shukr, we are doing it for ourselves. And then the advisors of Luqman alayhi salam. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ اور جب کہا لقمان نے اپنے بیٹے کو جب اس کو سمجھانے لگا. And remember that time when what Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam said to his son when he sat down to advise him, admonish him. Yeah, also we should think, do we ever sit with our children to give them some advices? We do everything else, but have we even got the time to sit with them and give them some advices? This is a very important thing, and because we don't do that, we suffer consequences with our children. It is very important for parents. A wise parent and a successful parent is he who will sit with his children and give them advices. And what advices? The most important thing first. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. اے بیٹے شریک نہ ٹھہرائیو اللہ کا. Oh my beloved child, یا بنیہ, this also teaches us with great compassion and with love we should speak to our children. And the most important thing, don't associate any partners to Allah Ta'ala. Our little children, when they are small, make them understand that Allah alone is basir, he watches everything. Allah alone is sami', he listens to everything. If we have ingrained that in the child, that child will come out on his own to be extremely good. So these are very important things for successful parenthood, how to advise our children. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Beshak shariq banana bhari be insafi hai. To associate partners to Allah is very, very wrong, and it is a great zulm, great oppression. In other words, to make the creation equal to the creator. There is such a great gap between them. To make the earth equal to the sky, what a great gap there is. When a person associates partners to Allah Ta'ala, then this is what he does, that he makes the stupid, then he tells them that they are very intelligent. Those who are not weak but are useless, can't do a thing, to attribute powers to those people and complete powers. So shirk is the worst, most evil, most stupid thing a person can do. So we should explain according to the level of the children, the various aspects of shirk, and how that they understand that they don't make shirk in any way. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ اور ہم نے تاکید کر دی انسان کو اس کو ماں باپ کے واسطے. And this was the advice Luqman alayhi salam was giving to his child. But Allah in between now was so pleased. And Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, it was difficult for him to say that respect me, or that you must honor me. I'm your father. I'm your parent. So Allah Ta'ala, when we do the things for Allah, Allah does the things for us. So what we call like a sentence in brackets. Like that, Allah in between put his nasihat also. That, child, remember my advice also. Your father told you, you must not associate partners with Allah. And I tell you that you must be very good to your parents. And especially the mother. The mother that carries the child almost for a year within herself. And then for another 2 years, she weans the child. The existence of the child was in the mother. And then how the child will grow up, the nourishment of the child in 3 years, the mother, what things she goes through those 3 years. So the rights of the mother are very great. At the time when the child can do absolutely nothing for itself, it is the mother who almost does everything for it. When the child becomes now a bit strong, after 2 years, it can start walking, stalks a little bit. Now the father plays a role. But basically the first role is that of the mother. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, He has advised that. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ اُسْكُ مَعَنِ تَكْتَكَرْ اُتْحَيَا. The mother went through great tiredness. She sacrificed so much for her child. When she bore the child within her, at the time of delivery, what doesn't a mother go through? And then again, after that, what she goes through weaning the child. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي آمَيْنِ. Or do churana hai uska do baras mein. And it's a 2 year, that's another fiqhi masala, for how long is the weaning of the child. But basically 2 years of the beginning life of the child, of each one of ours, our mother went through great, great difficulties, so they have great rights. So when that is the case, anishkur li wale walidek, ke hakman mera aur apne maa baap ka. Remember the rights of my rights, Allah's rights, and the rights of your parents also. This also must be taught to the children. They're just not going to know it like that. Who of us ever sat with our children and taught them the rights of Allah also and the rights of the parents also? We complain very quickly, children don't fulfill the rights of the parents, don't listen to them, don't respect them. But did we ever sit with them even a minute if we think for ourselves? To make children, that we are all very fast and ahead. But to train the children, that we have got no time to train our children. That is also very important. إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ آخِرْ مُجْهِتَكْ آنَا هَيْ. And one great advice, remember, we are all going to return to Allah. Don't make this dunya your object, prepare for that eternal life. So there are great, great advices here of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam to his children, which we must imbibe for ourselves and teach them to our children also. The Quran is so complete that it has covered every aspect of our life. But we hardly have time to touch the Quran, to read the Quran, to understand. We hardly practice on the Quran, and then we don't get the enjoyment, sweetness and fruit of Islam. وآخر دعوانا.